railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Whatever command that He gives to us, He gives us grace to fulfill it. It's just a matter of whether you are willing. Sometimes our ego is in the way. Sometimes we're so people-oriented, we're so men-pleasing that we can't break a loose from. What will so-and-so say? How will they feel? God told you something, and you can't get away from it because you're worried about what people will say about you or how they will feel. No, let me tell somebody, obey the Lord. Amen. You know, a lot of times when you obey the Lord will even make haters' hearts turn toward you. And you obey the Lord. See, when the Hebrew boys and Daniel, when they took a stand, had they not taken a stand and compromised everything, the history would have been written differently. But when they took a stand, God turned the heart of the king. He said, there'll be no other God in my domain that will be worshipped beside the God of Daniel. He changed the whole nation because somebody took a stand. You know, I believe it's Galatians 1 and 10 that says, do I seek to persuade men or God? For if I yet please men, I cannot be the servant of God. Think about it. See, many seek the honor of men and not the honor of God. Seeking the honor of God is different. Because, number one, just because you are serving God, just because you love God, you'll be persecuted. People will misunderstand you. Tell somebody, it goes with the territory. So stop trying to get everybody to like you. Get God's favor. He'll put real people around you that really love you. Amen. That really care for you. So, God is a God. Say this with me. God is a God of order. God is a God of order. I've been encouraging you in this series and for years actually to get yourself in order. Then get your house in order. Amen. And then get in order in God's house. In a nutshell, I'm going to give you just the history of this series. When Abraham and Lot came out of Egypt, they were wealthy because they had connived, and they were made wealthy through their conniving. Abraham told Pharaoh that Sarai was his sister, which she was, but he was lying anyway because she was his wife too. See, back then you could do that. All right? But she was his wife. He said, no, I'm not going to let them know you my wife because they'll kill me and take you because you're so fine. And so he lied. Right? And now Pharaoh finds out and he kicks him out of Egypt, but he leaves him with all the wealth that he gave him. They brought out all the wealth. Now, because God's instruction to Abraham was to not go down into Egypt. Amen. Read the story. That was his instruction, but they went anyway because of the famine. And got wealthy, but came back, and in the midst of their caravan was Hagar. They didn't know. She was given to him in Egypt. See, when you're stepping outside of God's bounds, you might think you're getting over. You know, yeah, look at all what I'm doing out here. See, this is what I got. Yeah, and there's a Hagar up in there too that's going to interfere with your legacy from that day on. Don't birth any Ishmaels. Look at somebody, tell them, do it God's way. So as they came out, Abraham came back and he repented, but the Bible says he came back to a place between. Now, you might not be able to see this, but this is called Haggai. I'm sorry. Ai. Hagar. That's what I'm thinking of. Ai. And you spell it Ai. It's H-A-I, but it's Ai. And this is called Bethel. When Abraham came back, he came to a place between Bethel and Ai. He wasn't certain about what model, what he wanted. And because of that, in the midst of that, while he was there, the first church split took place. See, when you're divided, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When you're divided about stuff, don't think it's going to just pan out. Not to decide is to decide. And when you're undivided about things, everything in your life is going to start dividing. How many know a house divided can't stand? That's why we have to deal with this house first. If God be God, then serve him. We can't be lazy serving God? You understand what I mean? We can't be slothful serving God. If God be God, then serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. Is we is or is we ain't? We got to be all in or all out. Remember what the Lord said in Revelation? A lukewarm person. I would you were hot or cold. You have to understand that. He said, I would you were hot or cold. What is he talking about? He don't want you to be cold. He said, I would you were hot or cold. What is he talking about? He was talking about the springs. See, in Laodicea, there were springs, hot and cold springs, and they were for medicinal purposes. The hot springs you got in for healing, and then you would get into the cold spring. It's like an athlete, you know, sometimes they have to have heat and then they have to have ice. But the lukewarm water, he said, was no good for nothing. So he said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out my mouth because you're no good for anything. Just touch the person next to you, see if they're hot or cold. No, just. So somebody you touch, psst, whoo. But while he was in between the two, he went back in between the two. That's when strife started. Amen. See, when you're in between the two, you're at strife with yourself. Amen. Sometimes you is, sometimes you ain't. You hard to figure out. Hard to get along with. Some days you're up, some days you're down. You're like that. Bipolar, two personality, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Let me see, is she all right today? You come in, people see you coming in to go to hiding. Because they know it's one of them days. But in between Bethel and Ai was where the church split took place. There was strife between Lot and Abraham. Strife between his herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen. Strife. And then that's where Abraham said, choose Lot. Whatever land you choose, I'll take the other. Now, how many know Lot, being his nephew, should have succumbed and submitted to his uncle Abraham? Abraham was the one anyway. It wasn't Lot. But if you follow Lot's life, you'll see that Lot always chooses wrong. So when you recognize a Lot in your life, don't worry about him. He's going to choose wrong. He's going to choose wrong every time. And that's just what Lot did. But it was in between here. So let me say this to you again. Is you is or is you ain't? Choose. This is a blessing model. This is Ai, the blessing model, where we can get together like this because we're saints, children of God. God will still bless us. But we will have nothing that lasts. Amen. You hear people that go to church and, boy, the preacher preached. What did he preach? Good question. But we had a time. It's a blessing model. The presence of wherever we were, two of us gathered together. God says, I'll be in the midst. And I'll be there to bless. But what God is after is a dwelling place. See, he can visit here. But he wants a habitation. He don't want to just see you on Sunday morning. He wants to see you throughout the week. Because he dwells with you. His abode is with you. See, that's the church. See, sometimes the concept of church is in a building. But we's the church. And God is here because we are here. So the organizational part of it is that we assemble. The organism is wherever we go in this community, wherever we travel, we are still the church. In Publix, you're still the church. You can't be arguing with the cashier over a loaf of bread. When it was sitting there at the sale sign was over it. No, in Publix, you're still the church. Behind closed doors at home, you're still the church. When you turn that TV on and off, you still are the church. I told a story traveling over North Africa. Looked out the window. We were traveling over there all through the day. Every time I looked out the window, all I could see was sand. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why is it so barren here? And the Lord told me, he said, there's nothing on the earth that would cause any type of condensation or accumulation of clouds in the air. In other words, there needed to be something there. Now, on the contrary, in South America, you have the rainforest where it rains torrentially every day because there's something on the earth that's causing that condensation and that to happen in the clouds that cause cloudbursts. So what he was saying to me is there has to be something on the earth to cause a stir in the heavens. And God is a God of order. He'll bless us because we're his people, but he'll come and dwell with us when we get things in order. See, what is our purpose? For his kingdom to come. What is our prayer? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not just a visitation, but a habitation, starting with you. That's the first territory, the first battleground is you, right up here. When you settle things there and you are not divided, amen. Look at somebody right now and tell them, trust God. Look at somebody else, tell them, trust him. He's amazing. When you start trusting him, you'll see how amazing he is, how faithful God is, how you can trust him. Where it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He will direct your path. It's simple. Okay? So, having said all of that, we have Ai and we have Bethel. Ai, if you remember, during the time of Joshua, was a time of defeat.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There's no place like home. What do you feel when you say that? Is it a positive